prize-winning ram from 50 years ago has sired a new generation of lambs. The semen from the Bunuk ram, Sir Freddy, was frozen by a University of Sydney researcher many decades ago, and it was found to be still viable in the present day. But Associate Professor Simon de Graaf says he thinks that it's a good benchmark to see how far sheep breeding has come in the last half a century, and he thinks some big improvements will be noticed.
Yeah, no, that's right. There was Sir Freddy, and there were also another three rams which were part of the pool. There was a Maryville ram as well. So Sir Freddy was from Bunuk. Then Maryville, obviously everybody knows that name, and then the other two were direct sons of those two sires. So they were special at the time, and they're even more special now that they've lasted 50 years in the tank.
And I guess, what was the impetus to look at that semen again?
Well, I mean, when Dr. Salomon initially froze it, he was interested in what would happen if you froze cells for an extended period of time. But it wasn't until his funeral two years ago, that everybody was sort of in the same room again and said, "Is there any left?" And I said, "Yes, there is. We checked the other day." And we all agreed, why don't we thaw this out and do it again, make sure that it's okay after 50 years.
So it worked basically on a par with modern day semen.
Yeah, so in comparison to all of the other sires in that same trial, it did very, very well. So on average, all of the sires in that Balmoral sire evaluation program had a pregnancy rate of 59%, and this pool of semen, which includes Sir Freddy's sperm, was 61% pregnancy rate. So, yeah, no problems there at all.
But I would imagine that genetically the fashion has moved on from the skin, the rolling skin that Sir Freddy had, that was popular in the 60s, not so popular now.
Yeah, so certainly genetics have moved on to a reasonable degree. The body wrinkle of the lambs is distinctive, I'd say, in comparison with the lambs from the other sires. So, yeah, genetics has moved on, and look, I think that we'll start to see some of the big changes at the next shearing of those, like the first shearing of those animals, when we start to see clean fleece weights come back. I think there'll be some changes there.
And what do you mean? You think that so this is a purely academic exercise, or it may actually be useful in today's wool industry?
Well, I'd say it's primarily academic, really. For reproductive biologists, it's wonderful for us to see that a technology genuinely is safe, and that the sperm are still viable after all of this time. But it does provide the sheep industry with an interesting benchmark. So, you know, within this sire evaluation trial, we're able to say, righto, let's compare the production traits of these lambs sired from this semen that was produced 50 years ago with the production traits of the lambs from today's modern merino. So, yeah, we will be able to draw some conclusions about what the effects of selective breeding have been over 50 years. Have we actually produced animals which are more efficient, producing better wool, etc., etc.?
And obviously, I mean, 50 years is a long time, so you would imagine that there would have been, well, you'd hope there's been productivity increases in 50 years.
I think that's reasonably well summed up, as we all very much hope that there's been quite a degree of production gains over 50 years. We certainly expect to see some fairly significant shifts.
So you may find that the quality of wool is you know, fantastic because of the genetics there, but the fleece weights might be down. There might be problems with fly strike, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm not convinced. Well, look, I don't know is the answer, and I'm sort of the first to say that I'm a reproductive biologist, not a wool classer, so I have to be careful about what I say. I don't think necessarily the wool weights will be down. We'll see. It's possible that they've at least been maintained, even though, you know, less skin, etc. The newer animals should be larger than these lambs, which have been born of the semen of 50 years ago. And you can certainly see that they're in the bottom part of the group at the moment for weight.
So as you can see, Freddie, he's still a doer after 50 years, eh?
He's still a doer. There was, when we were at the site down in Coleraine, just for fun, the classes were going through trying to separate the lambs into Merivale and Bannook sire lines, and there were quite a few mentions of doability in there. So yeah, still a doer.